Sie ist so schwedisch. Fine. No great secretion here. It'll be more Sida and Yamim and Sikum. I'm bringing in some details that I didn't see. I don't expect any major secretion here, but we'll see. Fine, I think in the Sugya, I think that the Sikum is also a big tale. Fine, so I think starting point, everyone pretty much knows that there was starting point here is we know that I want to be Mavara. So where I want to be Mavara? I want to be Mavara. What is Pitum and when do we say? Try to be Mavara a little bit. So there was many different shittas. I'm making an exact count here because I don't think it makes a difference. But the starting point is you have, let's say, shittas and Taz says never. That's the easiest one. Taz says pitum. Pitum is in recha. Tzvi, malicha, bishop. No such thing as pitum. No such thing at all. Okay, that's easy. Prechadosh and grain also seems to say that. Fine. So what does he do with the tour? Well, the tour is wrong. Okay, he doesn't explain. He doesn't have to be miyash of the tour of Sefer and Zayin, because there's no pitum at all. He doesn't try to be miyash of it.
Changes the gifts
of okay, what?
Changes the gifts
of
the tour.
He's saying he doesn't answer the tour. The Sefer, he doesn't have to. Because he's not going to agree with the tour anyway.
No, he just says the tour means
him. Right. He's in the tour, but what about you?
I don't know.
This
is what?
The Rashba is not like that.
Fine. The Besesif brought two different Havanas on what Pitum is Lacher. First was he first wanted to say Lacher Pitum is Meshum Machanan. That is that the thing he was understanding Kipshuta, like the Lashon of the Gemara Rashi there in Pesachim, is that the Shuman from the Hatter Shomain, just for beginners, if anyone who, I would assume everyone knows offhand, but when we're talking about Pitum, what we mean is the Isser Kochush touched Hatter Shomain. Okay. So the Bezezis understand that what happens is the Shamnunas from the Hatter goes into the Isser Kochush. That Shamnunas becomes Osir, Alts Chanan, or Alts Boilea Isser, and then when that Shamnunas goes back to its original piece, or lechayr to a third piece also, it's going to now be Shuman Isser going in. And he says that would be a very nice pshat, at least why it goes bekulay. He doesn't really explain why the Torah said it doesn't go mechatich lechatich, because lechayr it should. But in any event, he says it's not going to be relevant, lechayr, because he says that's only going to be if you hold the Yeshchanan Meshari Surim. But we hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and so the thing is that's not going to be true Allah. Just for Vadas, we didn't get there yet. The truth is, it's also not shaykh to say the best pshat in the tour. Now, you can't even say the Bizyasif, well, that's pshat in the tour, but I don't hold of it. Because we'll see in some Mitzadi days that the tour, like the Bizyasif, holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's no Chanan B'Shari Surah.
So, why is the Bizyasif
not say? I don't know why the Bizyasif is not Ma'ir that. But that clearly can't be pshat in the tour, because the tour also holds like the Bizyasif, holds there's no Chanan B'Shari Surah. Fine. The Bezeis' second shot was that he understood also he's understanding that Hatter is makes the Isser Shomen, but then the Taka Blab Shor, he's worried that he's not coming to answer Siv Zayin. And why in Siv Zayin Taka doesn't go Mechaticha Lechaticha, he doesn't answer. And then there was the Dar Kimayshu who said that it's only going to work when it's on something that's Tivoy Lefer, the Tav of it is to be Mefafeya. Then it can be Pitum, so he's making a kentus. If hey, he's talking about something that is the Tavah to be Mefafeya, and the Mele is, even though this B'mikra is Kachosh, but it can become a Futum and go. And who did it will go Mechaticha, Mechaticha. So if Zayin is talking about something that's not Darkerius Mefafeya, and the Mele is, that's why it will go Mechaticha, Mechaticha, and who did it won't be Mavi, won't go Bekula either, Ayide Pitum. There is no difference between being mechafei bekule and going michatich lechatich. The only difference is if it's dark or lechafei or not, according to Daki Moshe. But if it would be something dark or lechafei, so then it would go michatich lechatich, and lechayr is understanding because why? Because the original iser also becomes mufot. Like again, Pashas the Lashon there is that the hetter is mafat in iser and makes it shomer. So all these. Why not? Yeah. Like it's a shaman alone. It'll be like a regular in the Veil of Shemaina. So it comes out then that Sarag the Taz, Sarag the Besis, Sarag the Dargi Moshe, the Havana of Pitum, when and where it applies, is always that the Chatichas Isser Kochosh becomes Isser Shom. Not like, in other words, not like, let's call it the Chavis Das and Yad Mahalach in the Shah. They learned, as we all know, that the Isser never becomes Shomin at all. The Hetzer doesn't do anything to the Chatichas Isser Lachar. So
the Chayyim. Also, the Bach also says,
fine. Right, which is just, we bring out more why the Chayyim, the Shach is not, even though he's basing himself on the Bach, but he isn't the Bach. Even though he quotes the Bach, but he's not. Except like Priva Gom. What?
That's how he has the Bach.
Okay, it's in which he's quoting from the Bach. So, but the Tzad HaShov of all these, inside the Taz, inside the Bisiyas, inside the Akimaisha, is that they understood that the way Pitam works is that Hatter is Mafatim, the Isra, makes the Isra into Isra Shamein. Now, that might only happen if it was Tivoy Liyay Shamein, or it might only happen if it was, if whatever, you know, it might only happen Ayde Reicha. But whatever happens, that's what happens. According to all those, what is the Yishuv in the tour? Why is it Mechalot? So the Yadu dimensions, which Luchai will answer them also, is that there's a Shekotziruf, or Sekseku, whatever you want to call it here, is because Lamaisa Pitum is a Machalikis. True, the tour is Machmer for Pitum, but the Yadu doesn't hold a Pitum. So it's a Machalikis, we should know if there's Pitum or not. So we're Machmer. The Rav does not hold a Pitum. The Rav is pretty mufurish, he doesn't hold a Pitum. So, there's a machlokes if we say Pitum. Even if we say Pitum, what's Pitum going to do? Pitum's going to make it now into, he's going to make the Kochosh into Shamay. So in Sif Hey, when we're talking about going Bekuloi, so it's not going Michaticha Lechaticha, so if it was Shamay, it would Vada go Bekuloi. Is a shaman vada goes throughout the entire chatichas hefer. However, when you're talking about this balua going mi chaticha lechaticha, that itself is a machlekes rishonim, because the Mamre Rambam holds that even if the isra alei is shaman, but it doesn't go mi chaticha lechaticha b'lo rotev. Forget pitum. Isra shaman doesn't go mi chaticha lechaticha b'lo rotev. We don't pass them like that. What? Sifei wasn't talking about Michaticha Lechaticha. Sifei wasn't Michaticha Lechaticha. But B'chol Adin Yerah, we don't pass him like the Mamre Rambam.
Sifei was not
Michaticha
Lechaticha.
Sifei?
That was Balua. That was the Sratzah, that wasn't Balua.
He's discussing now
Balua. If I had Shomein, Isser Shomein, Balua and a Chaticha Sratzah.
Chaticha Koshosh.
Right. So we'll go Michaticha. Or if it's Shaman. If they're both Shaman. If everything is Shaman. But if it's wet, if it's dry, if there's no Raitiv, so that Mamre Rambam goes, it doesn't come. It's a Balua, not a Shasim. It's a Balua, it doesn't go Michaticha.
It's
even
a
Rashba. Yeah. So we pass the Rashba, but the Mais of Mamre Rambam is Chaluk. So you have to say, so it's if Zayin, you to be Machmer, you have to put two Chumras together. You have to put the Rajbo, the Tam Shomim goes Michaticha Lechaticha B'lo Raitiv, together with the tour that holds the Shaykh Pitum by the slave. So since that, we don't do that. We're not going to put together two Chumras. Or we're going to make Kiwa Sekhsei Kulakula. Maybe Pitum didn't make it Shomim, like the Rajbo. And even didn't say made it Shomim, but maybe even a real Shomim doesn't go Michaticha Lechaticha B'lo Raitiv. I don't remember his exact
loss.
What?
To
himself,
supposed to say
Mechaticha
Lechaticha.
Right.
But he
knows Pitum is being. Okay, but he doesn't hold, maybe he doesn't hold like Mamre. You wonder how the two is
spreading. He holds like a Rashi, he holds a Pitum.
Good, but he's not perfect. Maybe he also knows the Pitum's a Machlaikis. He's passing the Rashi, but there is Pitum, but he knows it's a Machlaikis. So he'll be Mitzarev for Mamre Rambam when it's
Mechaticha
Lechaticha.
That's fine, man.
Mm-hmm. But he means it, but he means it as a being machriya machlaikas. So he's not, he's gonna be, he's machmir, there's machlaikas Rav Rottenberg, he's machmir, he passes like the Rashba. But if I have another tziruf la'akel, meaning that it's a balulas to the mecha tesa, which we didn't say there he was machmir.
In Sif Hei, the mecha was a Rashba, to say that a kachash was until full man of Shabbat, that was a Rashba.
Who's the
Mako?
Who's the Mako in Sif Hei? Why is Sif Hei? Oh, Machlokes itself. That a Shamay. That a Kachash should go to a Shamay. Torah.
I said the Rashba was.
Rashba
is
Mako? Yeah.
Pretty sure.
What is the
Rashba? I have to look for it. I remember. I don't know. The Shas says the two was the first one to say it's good.
But I think they bring it because the Rashba Mufush not like it. Do I have in my notes? Mm-hmm.
Nobody mentions that, like Eliza, even if you're going to be Machar like the Rashba and Zivzayan, the Shikasa is, but that's two different in Yanam. Even if you're going to be like, the Rashba would never put these two things together. Like,
I didn't see the Ajudim side. I don't know exactly which door is. I think it's Aruch Haftalah. Let me see this side. Fine. So that's within, that's the others. But then the main sugya really goes in the Shach L'chaya is how do we understand the Shach? So the Prima Rodem L'chaya understood the Shach similar to the previous Malach, is that somehow the Hatter does make the Isser Shamein, but since nothing came out on its own, for some reason that's not going to be enough to let the Tam go out of the currently Shamein Isser Mechatich Lechatich.
Because
it's Balu, and it got stuck.
Like
the Shas is
in
a different.
To be
Oikir from
the
Mukhaimai,
then you can't do
it. That's the Chazanish, or the Oikir in the Mukhaimai. I'm saying, I don't think that's the
same as that. The first part is from the Kavush to the Shamein had to get to the whole thing, that's because of Pitu. Ah, but you need to add another thing. You need the second half, which is the Shach discusses in Siv Zayin, which is why doesn't it leave? And it's because it's Balua, so it doesn't go by two. Because it's Balua, right? Because it's. What's the
lesson? But you say once it's moving, it keeps going like the Chazanish? I don't know, so
you're trying to say. He's saying because of. You're asking, like, why doesn't it keep going once it's in Futu? Because right. What got into the second one was only Balua. So to take it out, then we don't do.
But now it's Shamein. If it was Shamein, if we're saying that Pitu means it makes it into Shamein, so Shamein does go out. So now it's Shamein. Now it's Isser. It's Isser Shamein. That's Balur. Isser Shamein Balur should come out. So somehow we think Pitu makes it half Shalom. It doesn't make it complete. It doesn't make it mamash Shalom. It makes it somewhat. It makes it Kain Shamein. Okay, we'll get this. Fine. So somehow the Prima Gavra says, so the Prima Gavra seems to understand though, what seems to be important is, that the only, so Mamela is, the way it does work and the only way Pitum can work, it seems according to Prima Gavra, is that the Hatter has to make the Gufa Isser into Shama. If it didn't do that, so then you wouldn't have Pitum at all. So the problem with the Prima Gavra comes from Simen Ayin. I don't know if people saw Simen Ayin, so. It's Gimel and Dal. It's Dal. It's Dal, but Gimel's a little bit like Dhamma, so let's start with. So one introduction we mentioned about Dhamma before, I think, but just as a reminder, because it'll be important here, is that when you have one thing that's maluach and a different thing that's not maluach, so the one that is salty is maflit and it's not baleya. And the one that's not salty will be baleya, but it won't be maflit. So if I had maliach and tefil, one is isra and the other is hatter. So it'll depend. If the isra is maliach, it'll aser. If the hatter is maliach, it won't aser. Because the blees only go one way. They'll only go from the maliach to the tefil. So Siv Gimel tells me, if you bosa shchuta shemolchu in bosa trefa, I have basa shchut and basa treifa that were salted together. Aisha treifa malucha v'ksheira tefela. Either they're both salty, or at least the treifa is salty and the ksheira is not. So even though dam won't go in, because dam mishrik sharik, but it'll be related to tzir. Tzir treifa is going to be also. But if the kosher is maluch and the treifa is not, then mutter vadoch. You just have to rinse it off. You don't even need belay klipa. You won't need a klipa because, as we said, that's what we just said. Because the tam will go only from the maluch to the tefl, and not from the tefl to the maluch. If they're both salty, they're both the last to each other. Whatever, they're both going to each other. Yeah, the last. No, it's not that salty doesn't make it like a shield that it protects it from bleas. But it's not. There's nothing. There's no bleas there. If only the heter is salty, so then that means that the issur is not being piled with anything.
You said the salty one after the other one.
Right.
So when it's not really anything. It's better than not
bleas. Well, because there's nothing to be but layer.
If they're both not, it's the same thing as saying they're both not salty.
Basically, yeah.
They're both salty, they're both each other.
It's only by dam.
Zero.
Almost all, yeah, but zero effect. Also, I did the tard is only till it finishes being piled down. It's not always. We'll get to that when we do more melichot. Well, I did tard is only till it finishes giving off the dam. How you know when it finishes is a different question. We'll see. There may be those who say that I did tard also by other, even by bishul. We'll have to wait for that next week for that. That'll be tzadi beis sefal. Fine. Ben nosik shel amay nos lemay okiyets. Fine. So that's Siv Gimel. That's the important part of Siv Gimel. Siv Dal Shulchan Aruch tells me like this. That we said it's only going to answer kedei klipa, meaning when the issu is maluach and the hetter is tefil. Hainu kishishteim kusha. Is that if both are kochosh? Kochosh only goes kedei klipa by malicha. Avulim achas mehem shmeina. A few of chatichas are treifa kusha, so even if it's the heter that's shavim, and the isser is kochush, so it sounds like we're talking about pitum here, right? The chatichas are ksheir shmeina mefafeya ha isser bekulam. Im haisa treifa melucha lamata mishum de tatagava, but that's only going to work if we're going to be able to say tatagava. So it's going to have to be. In other words, we're only going to say pitum if they both have a din of maluach. What? I mean, Adrach, that's how one hidden kilu. Okay, the tatogav is a definition. In other words, it's not going to be more. It's not going to make a move. But what we're going to say is that is if we are going to say pitum, even if only the iser was maliach. If the iser was maliach, we're going to say pitum. Now luchaira, if only the iser is maliach, what's making the iser shaman? But it's not going out of the hetter because the hetter is not maliach. It's not being piled. This is that. It's just the heter is the heter shaman is tefl.
It's not being blood. Only blood can come out of salty.
It's also can come out. It's a regular cold piece of meat.
Oh,
what's that
now?
It's cold. Come on, cold. That's what happened.
It's just kachush.
It's just kachush and the heter shaman.
Some kind of salt. I guess salt
and
like.
But salt, salt only pushes out, it doesn't pull in.
Well, what's it called?
So what's going to make the heter give off its shamnunas? What's going to cause the heter shaman to be pilot shamnunas? If it's tefl. No, be pilot to give off. According to the Prima Gaudim, you only have pitum if the shamnunas went into the is.
Yeah, but you don't need it. You normally need the pitum in order to send it back to B, but in order to get it back to the logical, because on its own, maybe it wouldn't have totally mapped it. Or here you have something else to send it back for. Here you don't need it. Here you have, but normally you have the Schumann sending it from A to B. Here you have A itself sending it. You don't need it. you don't need a tchelet to go in from A to send it to B. A itself sends it through the melicha.
Yeah, but now you're only being mefat on the bleis. You're not being mefat on the gufa chafza. The chatichas is. According to Pimgar, that's what you need. According to Pimgar, that's what you need.
Get it over. Normally, the gufa chafza doesn't have enough chayach to send it into me. So you have the pito to help it to push it more and to keep it inside itself. But over here, you have the melicha pushing it over. You need a chayach. The kachush doesn't have so much chayach to send something. So you have needed something outside. It could be melicha, it could be chayach. It could be pitum, juchelev, it could be milicha. In order to get it, normally it doesn't push so far. It only has a kayach till kedei nezilah. So it needs something to give it an extra chizik.
So it needs to be coming from an isser shaman, according to Prima Gov. So I need to make the isser into an isser shaman.
Well, you could have another chitimsa of milicha. You know, the point is it's not going to reach so far.
Chitimsa of milicha.
Chitimsa of getting the isser, the right of the isser, being pushed to go farther. Normally, either
milicha chalim has to be.
What?
Milicha chalim has to be. Chris, what was it then? The chavar.
Okay. Now, Mice is. Right? Yep. And to make my life more interesting, there's a shach by us in Kufay a little
this
later.
Is your question on the Bimagadam?
That's not only my question, but yeah. L'chayra, the Shulchan Aruch is connected to Bimagadam. Shulchan Aruch is saying, I don't need to be mefat on the chafts of Isser in order to create Pitim. I can do Pitim just on the Bliya kingdom, which L'chayra is much more like the Chavaz Das and Yadudas Mahal. And to make life complicated, the Shach himself, one could potentially argue that the Shach is Lashitasa. According to the Prima Gavin, could try to answer you maybe that the Shach is Lashitasa. Just I didn't notice what the Prima Gavin himself says. But, Vaitin Kufhei, the Shach Sifkot Mechot Chas, where he's going on Pitum by Malicha, and here, I mean, there's Pitum by Malicha there in Ayin, but there's also Pitum by Malicha coming up in Sifchas. And on that, the Shach says, after the tour of the Mechab, we talk about Pitum and Malicha, Loi Amur Ela B'Shnei Malucha. Avu Loi Kishoye Isra Maluch V'Hev to Tefl. Kima Du Tefl, Ema Kerech L'Fat in Isra. Right. Sure. The Shach says, after you need that for Shnehem Meluchim. Avo Loi, Kishahaya Ha Isser Meluch, the Ha Hefer Tefel, the Kivan Shu Tefel, and the Kerch Lefat Meis.
The Hefer
was Kavosh.
Same case. No, I'm a Pekum, Hefer Shomin. I have Hefer Shomin Tefel, and Isser Kavosh Meluch. Exactly the case of the Chayyar of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin.
What does the Shach say in Siman Ayin?
Does the Shach there say? He doesn't argue on the Shulchan Aruch.
He agrees with it.
The Chayyar. That's part of the problem. But let's worry, one step at a time. So the Shach here in Sifchot Ches, they sort of sound, the Prima Golden could say, well, it's the Shach Lashitasa. The Shach here sounds exactly like what the Prima Golden would say.
Yeah.
The problem is that...
To say
Pitum by Malicha, to answer the whole thing, you're going to need, the Shach says you'll need both to be Shach. The Shulchan is only moving like the Prima Gadol, not like the Chavaz Das. Yeah, davkani both to be shamay.
If the Isser
Kachush was Moliach,
it's able to pass it over to Kuloi.
Right.
Even though you don't have it, because
Molicha
replaces heat, for instance.
Molicha is Ki Reseach Ditzli. Important line there, we'll see when we get into this. It's Molicha Ditzli. Reseach Ditzli. Yeah.
Same thing should be like Arsene Bay then, no? It's Kilo that it's.
It's going to
Molicha.
Yeah.
And it should be true, you have to have a Pito, no? You have to have that. If Malia is like it's silly, so then you have Pito, no?
So why do I need both to be hot for the Pito? Why do I need both to be Malia? Why do I need the. Why do I need the Isser to also be. Why do I need the Heter to also be Malia?
And then Malia works on the one you have.
So my says.
The Shach says what?
The Shach says
they both need to be
Tafelina? The Shach says they both need to be
Moliach.
They both need to be
Moliach. Moliach and also Shumah.
No, in order to create Pitum, they both have to be Moliach.
Okay.
Which is exactly like what we were saying, well, Chayr should come out like the Prima Golem. So for those who like the Prima Golem's Pratna Shach, this Shach should be a great riot to the Prima Golem. The problem is, so the question is now, but we have a problem, is because as we pointed out a minute ago, is that the Shach doesn't stem with the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin, and the Shach doesn't seem to have any problem with the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin. So, which one is, where lies the problem? This is the problem in Arusha, is the problem in the Shach, there's a problem in the Shach and Ayin, why wasn't he masik there, and you could be mad that maybe he was samech on what he's going to write in Kufay that he disagrees with Shulchan Aruch, which would be pretty dachuk in my opinion. But on the other hand, the problem is I could say, well, no, so this is the Shach and Sifkot and Chav Ches, it's a problem, and he's dachuk ma'ayid, and he made a mistake, it's a mistake, or whatever. And I wouldn't maybe know what to do here, and if the Prima Golem maybe would say that the Shach in the Ayin is forgot to write that he disagrees, but I didn't see what the Prima Golem here writes. Well, they're both from Malicha. Both Malia. This is Siftes. This is the Shacham Siftes. It's talking about Malia. He's taking the exact case of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin and saying Allah Hakim Fakir. So the Maisa is the Nekudas Akasif, which in this case is his son. And actually also Bikiveger, or is it Bikiveger? Goyim Mashal, Bikiveger. Both of Ma'ar and what? Siftes. On the Shach, there's Sifkot Mechav Ches. They both seem to think that the Shach and Sifkot Mechav Ches is the one that's a problem. And they both are ma'ar that tzorach iyun because in the siman ayin it's the shulchan aruch is punkt fakert and that's what my father even said over there in sifkot mechaf aleph. So now that's nekudas akasif. The son of the shach says that shach sifkot mechaf ches, the one that seems to agree with the prima godim, is tamua because it's seiser the shulchan aruch mefurish in the siman ayin and what the shach there seems to agree with. So l'chayr. Our attempt at defending the Prima Golem is a bit in trouble. I didn't see what the Prima Golem himself says there in his on Sifkot Mechav Ches. But I don't try to do it. I think the Prima Golem is that the way Pitum works is that the Heter Lefatim Leisser, the Shamnunis from the Heter goes into the Chatichas Isser, makes that into Isser Shamein, and now the Isser Shamein comes back into the Hatter. I didn't do that. Because the Shamnunus from the Hatter never went into the Chatichas Isser to make it Isser Shamein that it could come out.
But only one of them was salted and you didn't have enough.
Right, so it doesn't go that way. It's not going to go that way. No Shamnunus will go from the Hatter into the Isser. So you'll never have Ozel Hatter Mefatim Le Isser in order to then say that Ozel Isser Mechazer Mefatim Le Hatter. Well, according to the Yadudah, Isser went into the Hatter anyway, Kedei Netil, or Kedei Klipa. Once it came in, so now it will be Mefatim to keep going lighter within that Chaticha. Because the whole Pitum is taking place in the Hatter And so now they're there, it's in the hand.
How does it say when you need the pitum to be
to go A,
if you need that?
Right. The only problem, if I only need to go one direction, then it's fine, it's going one direction. So this I saw the other Heintigachar Numa Mo'er, this problem. I'm going to say Madani Yosh was Mo'er, or whatever. Sir Chaim, maybe. Well, it's Heintigachar Mo'er. I think I have a yishuv on it though, or at least chatzi yishuv, is that it could be something in my mind, someone spoke out something, one of which. Again, that's what I was mentioning also. Someone had said, I think, the pitum is only shayach with shnei mechamim. If I remember who it was, I'd have a name at least to start as a starting point. But b'chayav nesvar, I want to say is like this, it's true. Well, I mean, it's not an issue in the Prima Goy, it's an issue just in the Shach himself. What's Pshat in the Shach is, let's...
In which one?
In Chav Ches. I want to be Miyash Vesiv Chav Ches is, the
Lo'oil...
No, not with the Shulchan Aruch. The Svar, what's the Svar? What's the Svar of Chav Ches? It's not Muchach. It's not Muchach, though, Kinegedness. Is the... Even, in other words, I want to be Miyash the Shach of Chav Ches with the Chav Das is Pshat in the Shach, at least. And make sure Chav Ches not a toes, not a toes. Is that true? The Isser comes into the Hatter. First, the Isser comes into the Hatter. Now it hits Shamnunus in the Hatter. There's still somehow in the Hatter, the Shamnunus has to join up with the Tam Isser in order to keep sliding around. If that Hatter is Tefl, it's a regular, cold, unsalty piece of Hatter, what forces the two together? Normally, if you mix two cold, not salty things, They don't join, they're just their neighbors, but they don't work together. Nothing makes them work together, mix. So for that, I need heat, or I need malicha, I need it to be hot, I need it to be maluach, in the heter, just in order to create the pitum. In other words, true, like, even like the chavadas, it's true. I'll have iser in the heter piece, true the heter piece is shamein, so I have iser and I have shamunas, but what makes them work together? They're independent, they're separate. For that, the Shach is telling me I need Shtei Meluchim. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't need that to say it. But the Svar of the Shach would make, at least make sense. At least like the Chavad Das, the Svar makes sense. It's not going to be Miyash like the Prima Golem, and it's not going to be Miyash the Stira of Shulchan Aruch. But at least a Havona in the Shach. So now I'm saying, if anything, Adar Abba. At first, when we saw the Shach in Chav Ches, we said, oh, Gavali, this is a Raya of the Prima Golem. But the problem is, if the Shach means like the Prima Golem of Mishrael, the Shach says, anyway, but if the at least if the Shach means like the Chavaz Das, I have a Havon. I do also have a Havon. Fine. Now, so that's just a small Nukud I want to do. Mechadish. So we had, everyone saw the Chavaz Das's Pshat, which L'Chayr is the same, or almost the same as the Yad Yud's Pshat. The Das HaShach. The Chavaz Das and the Yad Yud, both L'Chayr understand the Shach, that first what happened, the zero Shamnunas goes from the Isser into the Hatter, from the Hatter into the Isser, or if it does go, it's irrelevant what Shamnunas goes from the Hatter into the Isser. I don't need the Chatichas Isser to become Shamen, and it doesn't become Shamen. It's not gonna, if it touches a third piece, it's not gonna do anything to it, because it's not Isser Shamen. No, what do I mean? It's once this, the Blias Isser, the Tam Isser that went from the Chatichas Isser into the Hatter Shamein, that Tam is going to become Mefutim, and that Tam will be able to slide around within the Chatichas Hatter. It won't go to a third piece, because it didn't become Mamish Shamein, but it joins up with the Shamunas to slide around with it. Fine. What's... Why is that possible? I thought the Chavazah was the most possible now. Is that Tam Isser goes, since it's Isser Atzma, so some Kedena Tilo of Isser is going to go anyway into the Chatichas Hatzah, Shamein. Once that Tam Isser goes into the Shamein, it meets up with the Shamnunas in the Shamein, and it allows it to keep going throughout the Chaticha. But about it, the Chatichas Isra never became Shamein, or it doesn't become Shamein. It's not going to be Shamein later in a third piece. Not, it's Kochush Gomer still.
What about?
What?
First,
that's fun. I think trying to mix in the bath will make things more complicated. Whatever the shach certainly mentions, the shach certainly mentions the bath. So somehow the shach has to be meaning something it says in the bath. Whether it be the first shot or the second shot, that'll be to a kufu b'chayt to chavas das b'pirim rabbi b'chayt.
It's not like
the
Yehuda. Is
the Yehuda any different than the chavas das? Someone wanted to make an afkamina between them, only in a kleinikayt. I mean, it's important afkamina, but pashtus l'chayr according to the chavas das. How? If let's say. The Hetzer is a very, very big piece. So the Chazanish is a whole third. The whole
could be the Chazanish
is
just a
henshaw
of the
Chazanish.
Could be the idea
of
the
Grisha. No, I think Mufurish doesn't agree with the Chazanish. They don't go to the third Chazanish.
Oh, he wouldn't.
What about the third Chazanish?
Chazanish
is
not
a secret. Well,
if it wasn't for the secret.
Let's wait for the Chazanish. Chazanish is a different mahal. Let's leave the. The Yad Yud and the Prima Gogam are be'etz in the same, and the Chavas Das and the Yad Yud are be'etz in the same Mahalach. The only maybe difference is whether, like this Pashtus, like the Chavas Das is, let's say the Chatichas Hatu is very large. So can I have Bittul B'Shishin? What will I need Shishin Kineged? Pashtus, the Chavas Das is what happened? Isser, Tam Isser went into a Kedena Tila of the Hatu. So now I have a piece of hatter, of which there's a kedena tila, however much contact there was, there's a kedena tila along the whole place where they came in contact, which is now beluga isser. Now the shamnunis grabs the isser that's in that kedena tila and spreads it out throughout the rest of the chatichas hatter. But that tam that was in the kedena tila is now a chayr getting diluted. Because in other words, let's say the chatichah was 10 inches thick, so whatever tam was in that first inch that was the kedena tila, I'm spreading that out times 10, which means it's going to be diluted times 10.
Now the Rashba says we always ask for kedena tila because the mukam was there, so the chayr never told us that kedena tila. It always has.
But I'm saying that the rest of the chaticha couldn't have gotten more. No new Isser came. L'chara is once, when the Pitum effect takes over, L'chara, no new Isser comes into the Chaticha. L'chara is two steps. Kilo is two. Step one, Isser Atzmai, the Kachush goes into the Hatter Kedena Tila. Stop. Turn it up. Take away the Isser. It's finished. Now, within this Chaticha's Hatter, that time keeps moving, disperses, at least partially, from the Kedena Tila into the rest. But if I have shishim times the kedena tila and the rest of the chaticha, you'll have to still take off the kedena tila, like you're saying, but the rest of the chaticha should be mutter. Some wanted to hang it, one at a time, and it could be the yaduda, or maybe the chavazai. I think actually I saw one hang it, I said one way, one the other way. But it could be like one of them, once the pitum moved, spread out, diluted the Isser, and the rest of the chaticha, more Isser will keep coming into it. Now there's room for more Isser to come to the kedena tila. And you need shishim keneged the entire chaticha's Isser, not just keneged the kedena tila of the hatter. No, I don't know.
It's not, well, like, as far like the Irwin.
Why?
Because what's the problem? Why is it only doing kedena tila?
Because that's what it does.
It's hot.
Yeah.
So once it went to kedena tila, and it spread out.
Because the tzuyah only goes kedena tila. Not because the kedena tila gets full and can't hold any more blias.
What's right? Spread out. What spread out?
The time that was in the kedena tila.
So you don't have, like, in the place of kedena tila, you don't have so much isser
now. Yeah. I don't care how much isser is there. It already took as much as it could take.
No. It's room now. You're saying that the isser you have, let's say, 10 amounts of isser, it's spread out in the whole
kedena. Let me ask you like this. Let's say I take a pound of isser and I touch it to something. And the kedena tila is, I'm going with weight just for argument. The kedena tila is 100 grams. Now, if I cut off that kedena tila and I throw it into another pot of hatter, what do I need shishim keneged? Shishim keneged the kedena tila, shishim keneged the pound. So I don't say that whole pound of tam shtuked its weight. Why? Because the kedena tila got full and couldn't hold the rest of the isser. But because Kedeva Tilu can't have more than Kedeva Tilu of Tamina.
No, but where did the Issa go? You're saying that Issa was Mufatim the whole Khatija. Went around and spread out the whole Khatija.
Yeah.
So, which.
But what is it? The Issa that went in Kedeva Tilu. How much is it? How much is it went in Kedeva Tilu? Only 100 grams is in the Kedeva Tilu.
So that Kedeva Tilu, they have the Issa not in the whole Kedeva Tilu now. This Kedeva Tilu, let's say, was this size.
Yeah.
It's empty. Because the Issa went around to the
okay.
Rest of the Khatija. So you have a new Issa that came in.
Why now is a new Issa coming in?
Whatever it's
is,
touching it.
It's whatever Issa could go
it's
in
with. It's you have a new stage starting. New stage starting. Start from zero. Last year, Issa going in.
Okay, let's say another thing. Let's say I took Issa and I touched it the Hatter, and I touched it the second time, and I touched it the third time. How many times do I need Shishin Kenega that take Kenega Tila? Once or three times?
The first you learned that only once.
Wait, but if you see the other side,
it's
like yeah. It has something. You can see the wrong way. You have this one half, and
what
the touch one time, you need to get
it, right?
Take that piece, throw it away. Take a new brand new piece, and touch it. You won't need to get it of the new piece.
Wait, it's touched the same place?
Yeah, you have a distal piece. It's the same as the last one, whatever. Right with the veiler.
Yeah.
And it touched that head of the piece.
Okay.
So you need to get it of the
okay.
Then you take that one that's
oscillated,
then you throw it away.
Oh, I think we took it away. Isser got a different Isser.
No, and then you bring up another Heter one, and again you touch it exactly where you touch the other one. How can another deal come out of that piece?
Wait, that piece is full of Isser, it's a pound of Isser.
Yeah, so we're not saying that once the Kedeva Tilu went down to the bottom of this piece, so now there's room for another Kedeva Tilu. Maybe it's not just that we have a new piece, but also have more Kedeva Tilu come out.
Yeah, but again, but what stopped it from
going
to
the
Khatira?
Just
trying to find out. Actually, there may be a Malcolm to say that would be not committed to the Chavazas the Yadud. I don't see any Hechayah.
No, as much as you can see, I do this.
Right, because the truth is, Menachem, what was only you going to say such a pshat? But is there any more reason to say in the Chavazas and the Yadud? I don't see any more. I see you could argue about what happens, but I don't see why. I don't see any achrayah that Chavis Das and the Yadudu wouldn't agree on whichever one of them it is. After we finish fighting it out, they either agree with me or with you, but I don't see why we say that the Yadudu would agree with me and the Chavis Das and you are fakir. But anyway, maximum achrayah that would be enough for me between them. Otherwise, for all intents and purposes, in Havonis and Sugya achrayah, they're identical. That's what I just said. That's what I just said. Whatever we all, they can both agree with me or both agree with him. Fine, so what are the problems with that mahalach?
What is the difference
between
the Mahalach?
I don't see any signal. I don't see
any.
The Loshan. If you go and you compete, if you somehow you put them next one next to each other, you see it. They use slightly different words or whatever. They're both saying the same idea. They're saying, when Tam Yisr comes into the hat, the Yisr schleps it with. So as you say, schleps it, mefatim it, or they.
Moves it.
Why should the Etzim go to C?
Because we have
a
C root, that it should be Ishin go to C. No? According to
the
Chavis Das, it doesn't go from B to C.
I don't know.
No,
so the Yadudu is the best, and there's no minyan, there's no gvul. It's only that, that was. But also here, he's saying that's Svek Sveika.
I don't know. I went to the Yadudu, but I didn't understand.
Okay, I'd have to see what you're
saying. You're saying it's just because of Svek Sveika.
See, I was saying Yadudu Svek Sveika. If you're going, not like I was saying it, not that's a chavis das b'cha.
But chavis das b'cha. No, it doesn't go to
see. You have to the Yadudu himself. Says, yeah, okay.
If
I thought he was saying it b'das hachokim, but okay. I have to see this out. Fine, so one problem with that is that, let's see, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, by us, was one is what? Zayin or Hay? It must be Hay, I'm looking for. I think the tour's lashon maybe even is more mafurish, but the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and the tour is that we're going to say that it's going to be mavliya bekulay. Bein if the hatter was kachush, bein if the iser was, bein if the hatter was kachush, the iser was shaming, bein if the iser was kachush, the hatter was shaming. Sounds like there shouldn't be any nafkamino which one is the kachush and which one is the shaming. Here the tour. V'lo mi boi chaticha achas sheyesh bo chaylev shemafafir bekulo el afilu chaticha seyse kochosh bechaticha sehadish nitzos tima shmeino o'isa mefafir bekulo. Sounds like he's saying there's no difference. It doesn't make any difference. And steamus tour in Shulchan Aruch certainly is a demarat mechalik. Which one was the shaman? Which one was the kochosh? V'chol even is whichever one. If one of them is shaman, it's going to go bekulo. Saying according to the Chavis Dastani Yadu, there's a big Achmina, which one's the Shaman? It's not so the third Chaticha now.
It's
true, but he's not, but they're not Machal.
In the Tour, he talks about the difference whether A was Shaman.
And Shulchan Aruch doesn't. Shulchan Aruch only says in Sifrei, he doesn't say any Pnei Sifrei.
In Sifrei, he uses the Medrash Rambam
Urim. He said the Medrash of the Rashba.
The same as the Medrash Rambam Urim of the Torah.
Yeah. Which one was Shulchan?
He's talking about this. He says that if only if it was Shulchan, it would go to... It would keep going. It's not going to anything. The second piece was boileia from Yerushalayim. Why should it matter? If the first one was Shaman, then it keeps going forever.
It's not saying that it was not Shaman.
Saying the first one was not Shaman. Yeah. That's why it didn't go.
Yeah.
It's
not
but if it was Shaman,
it
would keep going.
Yeah.
But
Shaman
said
like this.
Right.
Say this
right.
Beginning, here's the test. First line.
They made it sound like there's no difference if the Isser Shaman or the Hatter Shaman. It's the same. Isser Shaman
and Hatter Shaman. If the first one was Kofosh, the second one doesn't matter. Even if the second one is Shaman, it's still not going to go to Sikh. That's where he's not Machalik. But he is Machalik in the first piece if it's Shaman or Kofosh. That's the Shulchan Aruch, not the Shah. It's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Rashba, that's the Tur.
So Shulchan Aruch is no chiluk whether both are, which one is the shaman. Shulchan Aruch never says that if the head is the shaman, then this is going to happen. If this is the shaman, then something different is going to happen.
But in the second piece, in Sifrei.
And it also doesn't say any chiluk.
He says it depends. It depends if the first piece was whether it hit C or not.
Yeah.
If the first piece was kafosh, that's where the shaft says it doesn't matter what B was, even if B was shaman, it doesn't go to C. And if the first piece was shaman, it doesn't matter after, it just keeps going. Who's that? The Shulchan Aruch. What do you want to read Shulchan Aruch? In Torah, wherever. In Sif Hey, where it's not Machalik, that's an Aser piece, the second piece is going to for sure be Aser.
Right.
That is always going to be Aser. That's where it's not Machalik.
Right.
But when it comes to the Sif Zion,
yeah.
Talking about an Aser in PC, then
right.
It goes into clear details. If the first piece was Kofosh, it's never going to get to C. Oh, one second. If the first piece is kavush, he doesn't discuss it with the pitzus. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
No. He says
Chabad doesn't
speak
in B.
He doesn't
say,
he leaves out C.
Right. Right. So I mean, the Shabbat, from Stimus Advarm, it sounds like there's no difference which one is the Shaman. According to Chavas Das and the Yad Yudah, there's a big difference which one is the Shaman.
But it matters which one is the Shaman. If the first one was the Shaman, so it's going to for sure get to C.
Okay.
If the first one is, if the Isser is Shaman, it's for sure going to get to C. If the Isser was Kaplosh, is it unclear whether
it's unclear. So he should have spoken out that there's a Chiluk. He should have, the Shachman, Stimus Dvarim, is not sure that there's no Chiluk, because he would have spoken out of the Chiluk. Sit there, he told me there's a Chiluk. He said, Zion, he's Sosim. Why is he Sosim? Why did he leave it Sosim if there's a Chiluk?
He didn't speak out that was going to see either, though.
Okay. But he says it. But he told me that Shaman, that if the Hatter Shaman, if this is Shaman, both things will because of Pitum, it'll, because of Pitum and the Hatter Shaman, it'll be equivalent to the Isser being Shaman. That's what he told me in Sephetic. If you're going to tell me that's limited, if you're going to tell me that that's limited to Davk within one Chaticha, you should really have to speak that out, if there's a Chiluk.
He was Mechalik between, in Zion, he was Mechalik. He left one thing open, not clear.
Open, that's and not called being Mechalik. That's called not being Mechalik. No, that's called Stima, that's called Stimas Hadvar. Why, which is also according to the Mechalik, which is the same question. Okay.
I'm saying, and then it'll be fatted within itself. As opposed to the other shah, the shah, is that the pitum, the heter on the shuman, can go and fatten the other one,
mm-hmm.
and bring all that back into itself.
That's true, yes. Another issue is going to be, and this is L'chayr, how much is what will I need? Going back, so we talk about shishim keneged the kedei netila, but let's also go the other way. How much from the chatichas isser is going in? In other words, the same way before pitum took place. So we said that the blias isser only goes into the hatzer kedei netila. Now, how much comes out of how far into the chatichas? Isser is being mafet. In other words, let's take a case like this. Let's say the isser was a tall, thin piece and touched the heter like this. And I want to have shishim. Do I need shishim connected just the kedei netila bottom of the isser? Or do I need shishim connected the whole isser? Is the whole isser going to go out into a kedei netila of the heter? Or is only the kedei netila of the isser going to go into the kedei netila of the heter?
Well, how could a whole piece fit in the netila? I thought only kedei netila could go into the kedei netila.
That's what you assumed. Why did you assume that? Unless it looks that they may be true also, that'll be true. L'chayra, if they were both kafush. What let's say the isser was shamay. So l'chayra, all the time the isser is going to go, because it's going to go, right? It's going to go all the way into the whole heter also. But okay.
There's room for it.
If the isser is shamay, now what if the isser was mafutim? What if the hatter was shamay was mafutim the isser? So how much now the isser is going into the hatter? So according to the Prima Gog's Mahalach, it would make sense to say that all of the isser would be getting into the hatter.
It's good hold it.
No, just the Kedei Netila. I mean, and then trying to go back, whatever, right?
We'll go mafutim.
If you understand it's going in, so now it's all coming out. Mm-hmm. But according to the Chavos Das and Yad Yehuda, assuming like you were assuming initially that when they're both kachush, only a kedei netila of the isser goes into a kedei netila of the heter, So that's all now that the shamunas can be parlo and spreading out. So in other words, I won't even necessarily need, I won't need more than kedena tila of the kedena tila. Kedena tila, kenega the kedena tila. Could what?
No.
No. It can't, unless it's wider. But.
Well,
the
ball
is
spread out.
Yeah.
So it can spread
out,
I guess, also.
No, that's
so
more than
Kedena Tila. Kedena Tila is going to touch. When we say Kedena Tila is going to ash on the side more than the size of this.
Not wider than where it touched for her, no.
So you say it doesn't come back to Issa, so. You said it doesn't come back to Issa, you just have the same amount as what it's touching.
So it won't, according to the Chavis Das, it won't. But according to Prima Gavin, it's going to keep coming.
But when is it going to go?
Look, he goes to Kulai, because of Pitam.
According
to Prima Gavin. So according to Prima Gavin, you'll need Shishin Kenega the entire Yisrael. Not just the Kedena Tila. What Mais is, in Tafnam Zayin, it's Mavur by Chavis, the matzah touched is that you need Kedena Tila, you need Shishim Kenega the entire matzah, matzah shmeda. Matzah shmeda, which is a din mafuta. Right? If you had a so it's talking about if you had the. What? Let's say it touched side by side. Well, let's say it was a very thick matzah. In some cases, they're talking about where it's a thick matzah because they talk about the maradil. The maradil is touching from the bottom. So if you're talking about Kedena Tila, you're talking about thickness. But when you talk about one matzah touching the other, it could be very well they touch side by side. So L'chayr, Rabbi Kireg, and others who are mashman, tafnam zayin, you'll need shishin, kenegin, kuloi, or L'chayr muchach that they're learning like the Prima Gavin, not like the Chavis Das.
Unless they're learning like the Chavis
Das. Unless you're going to keep going. Okay, so.
Is there
a big deal?
Do you mean shishin, kenegin,
whether you need shishim kenegit the whole matzah, chametz shneida, chametz that's caught near the limb of foot. So do I assume Golem see Tafnam Zayin? They saw the case there? No. So the case there is like if you have a matzah that became chametz thing, or part of it became kfula, but became chametz, and it was mixed, it was made either as a cake mixed with shamein, or it was mashuach b'shemen, so it's mechares mavur in the Magen Avram, and it's pretty mafurish in Rabbi Kivega and others. That's going to have a din now of pitum. It's not because the chametz is the flour and water. The shamnunis is not the chametz itself, but since it's mixed together, it's going to be mafatim the chametz. So the matzah now is a din of chametz mafutim. So if the whole thing became a chametz, so mechares klag going to ask for the whole thing to touch it, like because it's tam, it's kol kulei gufei shel isra chametz that's now mafutim, and so it'll go because it's play with tam atzma. When it's tam atzma, even pitum helps. The question is that when you have a matzah, let's say part of it's a kfula like this, so if you touched over here, so according to Magen Avraham, in here this is chametz gom. This part of the matzah is all bolua chametz. Now, because it goes bekulei, because it's mafutim. Another matzah touches here, so it's getting. What would I want? What would I be worried is going to happen? That a tam bolua, that's mafutim, is going to go to the second chaticha. Well, we don't say that because tam bolua doesn't even mafutim doesn't go mechaticha lechaticha. So it's going to be mutim.
Because it's tam kokosh,
the chametz
is kokosh.
The chametz itself is kokosh. Because you smeared it with shaman and mixed in the shaman, it now as it becomes like it's mafutim. As it did mafutim. But it's not going to be nachkim mechaticho lechaticho, since it's only balua. The Chok Yankiv argues in the Magen Avraham, and he, what? The Chok Yankiv says that if part of the matzah is chametz gomor, so then we don't look at this part as being balua chametz, it's all chametz gomor. It's all atzmai shel chametz. It's all tam atzmai. Because it's all one piece. The Rabbi Kivega is a very funny svar. I can't say I completely understand Rabbi Kivega's svar. Maybe if I try to say it over, I'll understand it better. Rabbi Kivega says talking about the case we had before. If it was touching and this was almost, let's say the whole matzah was chametz. It was all chametz. And it was all mafutim, mixed in shemen. And it touched like this. So how much goes? The whole thing goes, not just the gerei netila. The tam that was here, how did it get from the isur to the hatter? It went from here to here, from here to here, from here to here, from here to the last kedei netila, and then it went out. So when that tam got to the bottom kedei netila here, it was really balua. How did it get from here to here? Then it was balua mafutim. So Elamai, look at it, it's all one big piece. But here's only mafutim. So here's only a problem that mafutim balua doesn't go below rotim. If it's shamanu mamish shamein, it goes up below rotim. But here it's only mafutim. So he says that Elamai, what we say is one big piece. That's not called balua. When it went from one side of the piece to the other side of the piece isn't balua. That's called all one thing. So he says, when I had it like this, and the tam went through the whole thing. So Vaitra also, the tam here is the same tam below. It's the same tam that went from here to here, and then goes out. He says, Otu Achametz Novi Hu, is the Otu Matzah Novi Hu, does the Matzah here know if this Bliya is because the top was chametz, but the bottom wasn't, or because the whole thing was chametz? This lamaisa, this last drop of tam chametz that wants to jump, it came from somewhere else to here. What's the difference if the place in the middle was chametz dig or was not chametz dig? It knows that it gets here, I can't let you jump because where you came from, top was chametz, and you came to the, but now you're here, you traveled through a part that wasn't chametz? It doesn't know that. It's not going to stop it from going mechaticha lechaticha just because it traveled through an area that wasn't chametz gomer. So I think I understand a little better than I thought of. Okay, a little better. The question is, do we call this part of the matzah chametz atzmai or balua chametz? The Chazon Ish even goes a step weiter and says that the chametz atzmai is only in here, but even out here is only called balua. The thing is that the Magen Avraham clearly didn't, almost Muchen didn't understand that way.
Why not?
But it
touched another piece, when the house can't touch the house.
What? But that's in the same way.
No, because the Magen Avraham says if another matzah touched that part outside.
That's what Muchen Magen Avraham. But I'm saying, so, right, but I'm saying, the question, the Magen Avraham comes out as a little fun. The Marashach, if you're going to say, well, what might you say arguably is Balua? Because if this is the Chametz, the chametz here went through to here. So the chametz is up, but that's called chametz atzmai. Okay, so how come this is chametz atzmai and this isn't chametz atzmai? The Chazon Ish illustrates the problem in svara with the Magen Avraham.
So this is going up or to the
side? What's going sideways or going lengthwise? Yeah, going through the thickness or going through the length?
Well, assuming the error matzah is to its both big, otherwise
it's going to matzah. But it's still balua.
Yes, I shouldn't go.
It will go. It's still within the Kedei Netila even, but it's balua.
Any chaticha is not balua, shaman by itself. When it's attached as one part, so the shaman takes around whatever.
Okay.
So it's also balua.
Again, but that's what we're saying. So that's what I'm illustrating. I'm saying even the Magen Avraham agrees. The fact that the Chazon Ish argues in the Magen Avraham illustrates that even the Magen Avraham agrees that we do call whole chaticha. We don't call when something goes from 1 millimeter to the next millimeter, balua, that she'ena yaitza balua yaitza. Elamai, what is it? We look at it as all one piece. So the question of the Magen Avraham comes up very far. Why is he machalik through the thickness and not through the length? The Chazon Ish is good. He's at least consistent logically. He says there's no such thing as one piece. You have to touch the issur itself. And Ochanan, you should only need L'chayr Kedei Netila against the Kedei Netila.
If the Chazon Ish is made, then it will too. I mean, all they have, the
bottom,
which is called
Gimel, the red. Right, I didn't want it to mean to go safer. He wanted to say, Al-Karbach, you're going to have to say that what the Chazon Ish says is that Chametz and Matzah are so different, we look at it as two separate Chatichas. The chametz is one piece, and the matzah it's the inside of is a separate plate. Theoretically, we cut them in half. So So this is going from one piece to another piece. But to say that this is the same piece and this is a different piece, that's right, that's very hard to understand. Like the Mogen Avraham, that's hard to understand.
That's why Avraham understood the whole thing, because Avraham seems like that. No?
Why be Machmir here and not there? He doesn't say anything as a Chumra, though. He's just saying that is...
Right, I'm just saying.
So the Mogen Avraham Mokhaira is Mukhach, but he at least... Yeah,
could be and then that was his way of splitting it up. He
had to make
it together.
So that's
the outside around the side.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem with Mogen Avraham.
Yes,
the Chazanish illustrates
it's
a problem with Mogen Avraham.
If you're trying to like that sentence in Chumash, if you're just trying to see the part, the area where it's, you don't see the difference between the full and the part, that's what you do.
So you want to tell you, really the Mogen Avraham moved like the Chazanish and he was only Machmer on the outside. That's what you want to tell you. Okay, I think that's...
That was hard.
I think it's
dark. That's what he comes on afterwards.
Why should he? The whole matzah is one big piece. If part of it was tamatz, the whole thing is called tamatz.
But when he says at the end of there, so part of this whole thing is only because it's chumas anyway, so matzah kfulas. When he says over there.
No, that's something else. Because the whole matzah, yeah, because matzah kfulas is really only a suffer chumas. It's not a vada chumas.
Maybe that's part of the one.
So you say that's tzimufim, but that's not an etzim lom, this is a halon.
Come on. So I don't understand, but that's really the part that you sat there, you know, yeah. What? If it touched another piece, it's a question.
Does maybe I'm quite a good question?
Like, was this
happening when it was blue? What do you mean? In this case here,
when it was
comics, yeah.
But, that, but it's clear from the Mogen Avraham and the Mekinei and the Chokeng that they're calling that Mefutim. It has a din Mefutim. And they're stelling tzu to Kufet. So they're stelling tzu here there, Kufet. But you see from there that when it's Isra Atzmai that's Mefutim, it goes, but it was Isra Balua, wouldn't go. That is the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says the reason that if you touched over here, it's going to ask you, not here, is because here is Isra Atzmai Mefutim, and here is Isra Balua Mefutim. And this Atzmai Mefutim goes Mechatich Lechatich, and this Balua Mefutim doesn't go Mechatich Lechatich. Which means he's obviously passing the Shach. But
what are your Chametz cakes? Would also be on Mefutim?
Chametz cakes? Well, you say like I make regular brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lechare is the same thing.
No. Because
we're talking about whatever, you talked about the mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
So the Shemit is only...
The Mamoshes isn't just Mamoshes of the Shamnunas, it's the Mamoshes of the Chametz also.
Right, the Chametz itself is Kodesh. The flower and water are Kodesh.
So it's Isser Atzmai Mefutim. It's not Balua, it's Atzmai. Because it's Mamoshes. So it's Isser Atzmai Mefutim. Isser Atzmai Mefutim will go be cooler.
But then when it goes into this stick...
The question is, when, like, the case of Tuchman Aleph is that I have the spatula that I used to take out my brownie from the oven, my chametz brownie. I now use that same spatula to take out a matzah from the oven. So he says, the first matzah I take out with that spatula is going to be asur kulay, because there's still probably some brownies, some pieces of brownies, some brownie grease or whatever, brownie crumbs stuck on my spatula. So the first one's going to be asur kulay, because that is isur atzmoy mefutim, which goes to kulay. The second, by now, after the first one, the stomach got wiped clean. The second matzah I come out, now it's only going to be a kli bean maflet b'leirotiv. So kli maflet b'leirotiv will only go k'dik klipa, because he's parshat the shachshayla, even though it was balua iser, shomeng, but it's only going to go out. That's Negev Yehuda that the Pesachura brought down, is that we don't call it, even though it was balua, it was shomeng, but it's not going to go b'kula, because it was balua and a kli. Like the suffix of the shah.
What's the difference between that and the matzah kfulah, which we're going to say matzah kfulah is not going to go for kulah?
Because that's in a chatichah, this is blue and a kli. The shah suffix was...
No, I'm saying, what's the difference between the be'e and the top of the marde to a matzah kfulah? If it touches a matzah kfulah, which is the shah, it says it doesn't go for kulah.
Because the part of the matzah you're touching is only balua, it's not a sa'atzma, like the
and if it touches the...
If it touched inside was false, then it will go to kula. Because that's Isra Atzma Mefoti. That will ask for kula. Or the Mogadavim is even out here, whatever.
The
Mogadavim
says if it touched the other side, it's not going to ask. Or if it touched the side that is false, it's going to ask.
Right. Right. Because that's Atzma Mefoti. So Isra Atzma Mefoti must ask for
kula. But he doesn't say that. He says it doesn't ask
for
kula, even if
it touches
the person who is folded.
It's not shy.
Right,
but
the
outside of the fold is also.
And then he says it's not going to ask for
kula. Why?
Then we're asking for kula. If the folded part touches a different matzah?
Yeah, that's
the
kula.
If it's an outside matzah, it would ask for kula. It's just if it touched the other half of the matzah, then
yeah, it's complicated. Don't worry though, we only have about another 20 or 30 seats from like this before we finish the Pasuk.
Do we have to do
it
another time?
No, we're not going to do it. If what?
Chatechas Nevela.
Nevela, okay.
Which was kachosh, was deep fried.
The Shem and the Tshomet. Okay.
That
becomes Mr. Mufutum.
That's become Mr.
Azalafutum. Bukhara. Fine. What last Likudus we can try to bring out here? Oh, you need the Chazanish. I'm sorry, I didn't say the Chazanish. The Chazanish said like this. The Chazanish is similar to the Chavis Das, but not exactly. The Chazanish says that Avada also, not like the first, the Prima Godim, and not like the Taz and whatever. The Pitum, we're not talking about what it affects the Chatichas Isser. Pitum doesn't affect the Chatichas Isser. Pitum only affects the Bliya that comes into the Hatter. Why? How does it work? Because he says what happens is that pitum can make something keep going. It can't make something get up and go. So if you have the other chaticha ki'ilu, what happened is it was balea isser once. Right? Isser nevela touched the hatter. Now the hatter is balua nevela klusha. Those balias already stopped. They already took root. They already were nisrach. They stuck to the chaticha. Pitum can't loosen them to make them start going lechaticha lechaticha. Since it's balua kachosh, it doesn't go. It's stuck in there. But if I was your atzmai kachosh, so now it already started going. So pitum can help that it will keep going. As long as it started, it keeps going. It keeps going.
Did it go to the top piece?
Let me say the top piece. Which one's the top piece?
This is
blue.
Is it balua?
The shaman could go into this. You know what? The shuman could go into the isra balua haimpiz margin. It's not going to do anything to it. Because the tam that's balua can't. If it's isra
atzma. Into the isra atzma, now that it started going into the isra
atzma. It doesn't go into this atzma. No, it doesn't go into this atzma. The tam is, he's going in the shach. The isser, the tam of the isser, when it comes into the hatter, so now it's moving. That tam's already moving on its own because it's an atzmai. So the shamnunis will tell that once you're moving, don't stop. You keep going. And they'll keep moving, they'll slide
pulling.
Not pulling, it's sliding. It lets it slide. It's sliding. It puts roller skates on
it.
So Mamelu is, the chazanish adds, which is where his problems start, is, since that's according to his Avona, is the ones that's moving, it keeps moving, it'll even keep moving and jump from one chaticha to another. Because when did we say Isra below it doesn't go mechaticha lechaticha? That's if they had to, if you have a piece of hatter that was belay Isra, and then the next day, or an hour later, I go and touch it to another bechaticha's hatter, so the blias were already stuck, the pitum can't make them start going. But here that they're going already, so they'll keep going, there's no reason they should stop at the edge of the chaticha, because they're going, they don't stop. So Peter makes it, they'll keep going once the second and the third and the fourth and the tenth chaticha, they'll keep going.
As long as it's the same part, right? It's the same path.
As long as they're touching. As long as it's bavasach. As long as it's bavasach.
Bavasach. Say one piece and then
now stop. As soon as you take it out, it stopped. So the problem is, and the chazanish himself is ma'or, that this is problematic, because the shach himself in Sadi days, which we'll see very soon, talks about the classic case theory of you, the piece of meat floating in the pot, it's floating on the surface of the pot. So if Cholov went into it, so we say the Cholov first asks the piece, and then only after it's asked that piece, we'll talk about it, the time going from that piece to the rest of the pot. And the problem is here, it's Bavas Achas.
It's Kochosh in the
milk? Yeah, milk's Kochosh. But the meat, the bottom meat is going to be, even if the meat is not shalom, but the zay is going to have a dill, is going to, the heaven in the pot will have an effect similar to shamnunis. So that time should keep going on to the third piece, which is clear in the shach that it doesn't do that. It's clear in the shach that it doesn't do that. So he says, admittedly, what I'm saying, the shach himself doesn't hold it. That's a problem. It's also pretty clear in Or HaChaim, because in Or HaChaim it's talking about the same time. It's going, well, I guess slapped out at the same time, but whatever. And according to Chazon Ish, if it was touching in the oven, it would also go mechaticha lechaticha. It'll have to make a chiluk there. It's not the time when you took it out and afterwards touched it.
No.
But his whole avonah was that it only works on what went. Now, so here, it already, this isn't good. In the third chaticha, it didn't go by itself. So the whole svar of the chaticha says, once it already came, I'll tell it to keep going. But here, when it goes from piece 2 to piece 3, it's not going to go from piece 2 to piece 3 that anything should make it keep going. What? Chazdasa, he doesn't care if Chazdasa is saying. His problem is he's trying to say the shach doesn't say like him. Which he admits. And he saw him. He's not chazdasa. So those are the different halachim. I can't say there's any clear halacha how it works. Most of the nachmanim is between them are pretty dachistic generally.
How do we pass him how pitum works?
I don't know if there's a clear. How do we pass pitum works? Let's see. I find names here. Maybe. No, that's the other nikkuta. See, I'm making any noise. I forget what it was, but there's some Echer from Magen Avraham, not like the Chazon Ish. I forget what. The Magen Avraham Echer is also Muchach, not like the Chazon Ish.
Right.
I bet he was something more mafurish, but I don't remember what it was. I have to look around. If you leave out that Nakud of going to see, then the Chazon Ish is the same really as the Chazon Ish.
Passing like that, what does that entail?
What it means is, if we're going to pass it, L'chaira is, I think that, I assume it's not even 100% true.
Because even if you're
going to
say, like,
the people relevant,
it's not in the
Ibrahim. It doesn't even have to mean it, right. It doesn't really have to mean it. So what are we going to do? The bottom line is, L'chaira, we are going to pass in the Shach. So however you're going to understand the Shach, what we're basically saying is, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina
is, if you also held like the Chazon Ish, you would pass on to another Kofosh, maybe touching the Kofosh. If you have two kofoshes touching, if you put everything together, if you're already mamur for all the svaros, so, and let's say you have kofosh iser, yeah. Right, and heter shamim, and then you have another kofosh iser, a kofosh heter touching the kofosh iser.
Well, I'll tell you the nafkamina simply. But I'll tell you the bigger nafkamina is the other way, that the shach's really a kula. In other words, if I held poshut like what it says in the Ramah, let's say Darkei Moshe, not like the shach, So that means that even Isser Bolua Michatich Lechatich is going to go if it's something that is Tiba Lefafeh. In other words, I'll say with the Nafkamina, assuming we pass him the Shach, whatever Havana you want in the Shach, that tells me is that an Isser Bolua, Isser Kochush Bolua will never ask for anything Michatich Lechatich. According to the Shach.
Whereas according to the not
we're passing the cool of the Shach. I don't know if the Shach is the Shach's a cool. If we're passing the Shach, that means we're being Mako like the Shach and not like, let's say, the Darki Moshe, or you could say the way the Taz understood the Torah, which we not when he passed in Lamaisa, or you know, the Pavan Shach and the Bisyasif, or whatever. And or definitely not like the Bach and the Prish with the Ime, who seem to understand, the Bach and the Prish also, they seem to understand that if it's Isra Atzmoy, so then it's going to, then Pitum will take it Michatil. If it's Isser Atzer Gov Michatil, that's Poshet.
But by Kofush Shtelev,
and then later, the Heter Shamming touched another piece. According to the Dakimoshi, it will continue, but according to everybody else in the world. Right. Like Matzah, says that if you have both, if you have Isser, what is it? You need Isser Atzmai, then you need Isser Atzmai in you. So he's, if anything, even saying a kula in the Shach. You need Isser Atzmai, you can't have Isser Bolua. And even then, it needs to be only something that's, something like Shuma, that's Tivoy to be
Mefafeh. So it's two kulas.
Chayr, he's saying two kulas. He says it ki'ilu in the Shprach of the Bachmor. But he's saying that if it's Isser Atzmoy and it's Tivoy Lefafeya, then it'll ask it. But he's really saying even when it comes out, it's really even when they call it Meshach.
It's just a Darki Moshe. Is that
just a Darki Moshe? He's putting together the Bach with the Darki Moshe. He's saying the cool of the Bach and the cool of the Darki Moshe.
It's
Pasadena
Shalom. Shalom is not basically like this evening. It's just Lechuma. The way the Shach is itself.
Who?
The Shach says, the Shulchan and Zif Peis, they still equip these basic tools, it's only a form. It's only a chushchus. It's not, okay. It's really old.
And like the Rosh Hashanah, it's a brain is an Aruch HaShulchan. It's really the crazy place, he says it. And the Chachmas Adam, I think, says it, but Mokhan has some Merubah. That you can be Mekko like that. So I would, you know, that seems, I don't know if I would take that name. I'm not
that's
sure.
That's a cool like the
Darim. That's a cool, right? We're using the cool of the we're taking the clue of the Darki Moshe and putting it together with the Shach Savon. We're only applying the Shach Savon when the Darki Moshe would have also. Yeah. That's what the crazy place the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chachmas and the Machmas and the Merubah do. I don't know if I mean that Mikkel Silk. Maybe the Machmas and Merubah maybe. But otherwise, I don't know, to say that Stam be a little bit. But then Mukhair are passing the Shach. Mukhair is, if it's Balua, we're not being Cheshish for it all. I thought I had made a list of something, but I can't find my pages all cluttered. I thought I had made a little bit of a list of what people passed. Okay. I think that's enough for now. I have other things, but I think that's enough.